Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. When over half of your business is referrals, you're doing something right. My very first clients recommended me to all of their friends and family, and the home loan expert was off and running. The referrals haven't stopped. People love doing their mortgage with us. Just another way we're knocking out the competition. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? 314-781-9700 or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We are the Cardinals. We want to win. Nice. Now is the time. The playoffs begin. Summer is over. A red October. The quest for the best will put you to the test. The chase is on. The chase is on. It's playoff baseball. The chase is on. The chase is on. The chase is on. It's 2013.
They really started at a high octave.
Yeah, a little out of his range, really.
But I don't think it's a good range. I think it's one above the range.
Come on, get rowdy, get loud, let's hear you scream. Let's hear you shout, get loud, let's hear you scream. Yeah. Come on, get rowdy, get loud, let's hear you scream. Yeah.
It's just hideous, is what this is.
Yeah.
A little pitchy, dog.
This is our time. Let's get that 12th drink. We are the Cardinals. We want to win. Now is the time. The playoffs begin. Summer is over. A red October. The quest for the best will put you to the test. The chase is on. The chase is on. It's playoff time. The chase is on. The chase is on.
Where is Acoustic Sessions? Bring them to me now. Man, they do good work. So Ryan Kelly, Morning After. This is the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, who is in Colorado with the Cardinals and is about to join us right now, presented by Hot Shots.
This Cardinal Report is brought to you by Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Bring your Cardinals ticket stub to any of the 12 area Hot Shots locations the day after a home victory and get 25% off any menu item.
The big man will score!
Plus, if you swipe your Hot Shots MVP card, you'll be entered in their first pitch sweepstakes for a chance to throw out the first pitch at an upcoming Cardinals game.
Well, Doug, if my math is correct, the Cardinals have how many more games remaining?
Well, let me see.
13?
78 and 71.
13 games remaining.
Yeah.
That's how many opinion. Is it going to take to get into that play-in game?
Probably 8.
I'm going to say 9.
It's quite a race.
I'm going to say 9.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Giants or the Mets are going to win 10 or 11 of those. Yeah, I'd say 8.
But they're
maybe.
A game back.
Boy, the Mets are really playing a group of butt asses. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just playing a group of butt asses. The rest of the way. The Cardinals have to deal with playing in Colorado. That's just, it's just always difficult. It's tough to handicap those things. And then on the other side of it, they're playing the Cubs at the end of the week. And, you know, I don't know what that, I mean, the Cubs fielded their legitimate starting lineup yesterday, but they're not able to do much here over the last few games. And we'll see how they perform this weekend. I don't know. And then the Cardinals get the Brewers and Pirates to wrap things.
I would think the Cubs would love the opportunity to knock the Cardinals out of it, though.
Sure.
I don't think they'll have any trouble getting excited to play those games.
I'm trying to think. Do they get to dodge Arrieta?
Arrieta through Saturday.
So, no, they won't. So, they'll get Arrieta, Hendricks, and maybe Lester.
Did you notice on Saturday the Cubs had their Z lineup? Basically, the only starter that was in there was Chris Bryant, which I found funny because I read an article that he doesn't drink. And I'm wondering if, seriously, think about the party Friday night in Chicago after they clinch. Mm-hmm. I bet you every player was hammered. But Chris Bryant, he might have been the only guy, because he doesn't drink, that was like, all right, I'll play.
Yeah, could well have been.
Trying to win himself an MVP. Joining us right now,
To talk it over. Ladies and gentlemen, from Denver, Colorado, up early in the morning, dressed in black, is the Cat. Morning, the Cat.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that the chase is on.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're also trying to win.
Yep. 12th ring.
And they rhyme that with playoffs begin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I don't know why you...
It's very good, sir.
It's dandy.
Yes, it is. Thank you, the Cat. The Cat, the season was saved Saturday night. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, no one at this point is going to say this is a must-win game until it mathematically is, but they were slip-sliding away, and I've said that from the beginning, not alone that the one defining characteristic of this team is when you think they're going to do A, they end up doing B, and it looked like maybe they were exhaling and this was it, but they come back and they won a couple of games, and you know, suddenly they're game behind the Giants and two behind the Mets, and it's got a different feel. But I think that's kind of the way the team, you know, people want to look at chemistry and what's the vibe on the team. And it is kind of always the same in the clubhouse, whether they're coming off a four-game winning streak or, terrible loss. They do just kind of go about it the same way. And I just thought Reyes yesterday was unbelievable. We see shades of the way Carlos Martinez has gotten himself locked in where – Reyes was much more efficient. You didn't see 300 or 400 mile an hour fastballs. He did dial it down, and was still getting guys out with the fastball, but using the changeup as a put away pitch, he was remarkable for a young guy to pitch that well in that kind of game. He's just been impressive every step of the way. It's not always that you see someone, you go, okay, here's a kid that's very hyped up, and he's lived up to the hype every bit of it.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where I don't know who you'd rather have on the mound now in a big game. I know he's only pitched sparingly, but some of the other veteran starters, I don't know that you really trust them any more than you trust Reyes now.
No, I'd say right now the two guys that you're most confident in would be Carlos, who's been outstanding, and he goes today, and Reyes, who was good except for the fact that his pitch count would jump, and you know he couldn't go very deep. It seems like he's made whatever corrections he's had to. I mean, small sample size, but certainly he's got the track record of being the number one prospect. Yeah, I'd say those two guys deserve a lot of confidence.
Kat, tell us about, if you can, this meeting that Matheny had with the players before Saturday's game.
Yeah, it wasn't much from what I heard. I think everyone's talking about that as this big. It was really short. I mean, it wasn't much more than 10 minutes, and I think Mike Matheny just kind of laid out where they are and what they need to do. Unless I'm being lied to, it wasn't fire and brimstone in there. And, you know, they have these things. Sometimes we don't even know about it. So I don't put a lot of stock in this team meeting, got everyone on the right page. It just so happens that it's easy to hang your hat on that because obviously they went out and they won a couple of ball games, but Mike Matheny said, look, I don't want to make this like the major storyline for good or bad, you know, whether or not, you know, we end up playing better. And the players were saying it was, you know, from what I understand, it wasn't that big of a deal. So I know a lot of people are talking about it. My guess is that it was, you know, one of a number of meetings they have all year, except, you know, it just happened to come before they won a couple of ball games.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are under the impression that they have meetings all the time, that when the game is over, Matheny comes in and talks to them as a group, but that doesn't usually happen, does it?
No, I mean, after the game, but there is he'll call guys into his office individually, but there are times before games where, I don't know if you call it a meeting, but there are a lot of players around, and Matheny or someone will say something. You know, it depends, it's syntax, you know, if you're going to, you know, call it a team meeting. This wasn't very long, whatever was said in it. But like I said, I don't think this was any kind of like, this was Matheny drawing a line in the sand with his ball club or anything like that.
Sure helps to have Diaz back. What a difference maker he is.
Right. I mean, and I don't think he's 100%. When he first came back from his thumb fracture, they played him sparingly, and Mike Matheny even said physically he doesn't look like he's ready to go every day. They saw some things in the training room and also with the way he was carrying himself in the field. But he's got it together rather quickly. I just think the sky's the limit. You know, early on he had a ton of defensive issues. I think he's become a very good defensive shortstop now. And certainly having that bat in, you know, the number two spot is a game changer. So, you know, it helps, and we'll see what he can do from here. I can tell you one thing. I don't see a guy smiling more than him out there. He's happy to be healthy and contributing.
You get the sense at this point of the season, after four games in San Francisco, that the guys are just kind of physically worn out, or do they get a little extra jump in their step with the pennant race coming right down here to the nitty-gritty?
I'd say yes and yes. I mean, I don't know who did the schedule for the Cardinals, but every road trip in the second half has been three cities. This one is going to be three different time zones, and yeah, they're traveling on a charter, and you know, everything's great with the way they travel, but it is a grind. But at the same time, you know, they know this is it, and I do think they have a little extra jump, but there's a ton of guys in there that are dealing with like little, you know, physical issues or just ground down from the length of the season and the number of games. So I would say yes and yes.
Did you get to do anything fun in San Francisco? Did you visit Alcatraz or anything?
If you
no, I did not. And in fact, the only good thing that happened in San Francisco besides the two wins is I didn't have to hear John Miller rip me. Last time we were in San Francisco, and Tim McCarver told John Miller that I had the unmitigated gall to take takeout from a diner, and he lectured me on all the fine, eclectic restaurants in San Francisco. You did takeout from the diner?
That's a pretty good impression you're doing right now.
Yeah, and he went on, and he cornered me for 30 minutes naming all these different places that I should have gone, and I was like, John, I just wanted to get something to eat and go to bed.
Do you ever just go up to John Miller and ask him to pronounce Latino players' names?
I don't, and I also
Albert
don't
Suarez.
I don't want to say like I'm name dropping because Tim McCarver. I don't think John Miller knows who I am, but Tim McCarver said, "John, let me tell you what this guy did. He took takeout in San Francisco," and that's how I know John Miller. Here's Tim McCarver. It's the best part of San Francisco of that part of the road trip was Tim McCarver drove myself and Danny to the games and back because he had his car there. And he would just tell us stories about, you know, Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and Willie Mays. You know, we knew all these guys. So getting, you know, 20 minutes in the car, that was the best part outside. So, no, I didn't go to Alcatraz or anything, but hanging around Tim McCarver, who is a really, really nice man, that was the best part.
Who rode shotgun, you or Danny Mac?
All right, I'll be honest with you. I rode shotgun only because I had to play navigator for Tim because Dan felt like he couldn't handle the stress. There's a little bit of stress when you're navigating for Tim McCarver. Like he will stop in the middle of one of those trolley lanes with a trolley coming. He's not that familiar with some of the laws of the road that maybe you and I would be. So there is, you could lose a couple of years off your life. That's the downside of driving with him.
Why did he have his car there? Does he live in San Francisco?
No, but he has a place in the Napa Valley or something like that.
So
he
is
blessed. Tim McCarver is hashtag blessed.
Oh, I would think. Well, when you've been doing network games for how many years, 25 or 30, I suppose they've paid him a little bit over the course of that time.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing very well. I wouldn't know, Doug, because I'm in regional cable.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same boat.
Next year they tell me I'll be able to draw a salary if I keep doing a...
Really?
Nice.
About to get past your probation period?
Yep. Yeah.
The Cat enjoy Denver and then Chicago and then wow, next week, Doug. Got ourselves a little pennant race for the wild card pennant.
The chase is on.
Yes, it is. Chase is
on,
Doug.
And the nice thing, Timmy, is that thanks to Charlie Marlowe making sure the Big Fox picked up Saturday's game and the fine folks at ESPN picked up Sunday's game.
Oh, you get to come home.
Friday after the afternoon game.
Nice.
And then I'll be back in studio with you guys.
Oh, boy.
Because those three city road trips, you know how tough they are. Just a real grind for you.
Who would want to go to San Francisco, Denver,
yeah,
Chicago?
Tough life.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a grind for me. I'm just saying if you're a player and you've been playing all season long, yes, I do think it's a grind. For me, no, because I'm just a reporter. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to convey the facts.
Right. You know, I like to kid you about the 3-city road trips.
Yes, Charlie. It's not as taxing as going to Fenton North and covering the pep rally.
Here we go.
You son of a.
Here we go.
You son of a.
Wow. Wow.
You son of a.
That's my adopted team, by the way, Fenton North. You know that.
Yeah. I think they're 2-0.
There's no such thing as a Fenton North.
Oh, Doug, grow up.
Yeah, seriously, Doug.
It's your time to grow up.
There's no Fenton North High School.
Look it up.
Cat, thank you so much, sir.
All right, ladies, see you.
All right.
Thanks. In Denver, then on to Chicago, and then back to St. Louis. And he will be in studio next week.
Okay.
Who do the Cardinals play next week? I know the Pirates. Was it the Reds? It's one of the butt-ass operations.
I don't know. My computer shut down.
Cincinnati, thank you. Thank you. I don't know. Brewers are actually winning games. So maybe it's good that it's the Reds. I don't know.
Well, I hope the Cardinals work on their base running a little bit. Did you happen to see the play? First and third, was it the eighth inning? They're up by two, and Molina takes off and gets an intentional rundown between second and third, first and second, and then looks over at the runner at third like, why aren't you scoring? I mean, is that a coaching thing, or is that just a stupid player thing, thinking, I'll swipe this base. I'll make something happen here.
Fly that ball play, brings that play a, fly almost ball always scores works a run. In Little League, though.
Yeah, Little League it does. I mean, they just run the bases in ways that you think this can't possibly be happening.
All year long, that really has been bad.
It's just, I know, horrendous.
It's hard to remember what happened like 5 years ago and 7 years ago and 3 years ago, but I cannot remember a Cardinals team in my, I guess, 8-9 years I've been here that consistently runs the bases worse.
I know.
Not just running into outs all the time.
I know they do.
Doug, I think you're right, though, regarding, San Francisco is a tough place for a team like the Cardinals to play. Not only are you playing a decent team, and you had to go up against Cueto and Matt Moore in the first two games, Samardzija in game three, but you also just had a ballpark where it's super tough to hit home runs. Boy, how many home runs did they hit this weekend?
Couple, maybe. Moss and Diaz.
I mean, that's about it. Real. Isn't that amazing? Four-game series at Wrigley or at Great American Ballpark. They're flying out, and I would imagine that this is much more favorable for them playing in Colorado. And then you'll see what the wind's like in Chicago this weekend and what the Cubs are out there doing when they play them. But Cardinals now get three with the Rockies, day off, three with the Cubs, and then seven at home to finish things off against the Reds and Pirates. And we will see. Cardinals and Mets, Cardinals and Giants, Mets and Giants, winner of that, on to Wrigley Field.
Very dramatic how you said that.
Wow. Hey, Bomber O'Brien's, the Southside's famous Irish watering hole, the place to be on Saturdays and Sundays to catch your favorite college or NFL team with great specials on Anheuser-Busch buckets, or Tullamore Dew, the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You will always get a great drink for a great price during the game. Stop in for their happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6. It's Bomber O'Brien's on the south side. Guys, Matheny is a Little League coach. Thanks. It's from Mike Tatanka.
I can't blame him for that.
Tatanka?
No, Matheny. I can't believe they would say, hey, I know. Yada, you run halfway between first and second. And then you look at the guy at third and say, with the expression, like, why aren't you scoring? I can't believe that was him.
So you're pissed at Tatanka?
No.
I'm checking out.
That might have been a Molina thing.
I'm checking out the Giants' schedule.
A lot of Dodgers left, Chuckles.
Wish Douglas was around to read
this. Padres, Rockies, and then listen to this. Yeah. They finish with the Dodgers at home in San Francisco Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And now they have Bumgarner, Cueto, and Moore going, but they're facing Kershaw, Rich Hill, and Kenta Maeda.
How do you do?
I mean, that's three really good pitchers.
Unless the Dodgers shut it down because they know where they're going.
You are correct, sir. And looking at the standings right now, it's a 5-game lead for the Dodgers over the Giants. Oh, wouldn't it be nice, though, if that somehow turned into a pennant race? The problem is, if it did, that means the Giants have to be winning all their games.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Dodgers will shut it down. I think Kershaw is trying to build his pitch count back up. I do think if Hill and Maeda are out there, they'll probably throw 85 pitches. But they're not going to skip their starts.
No, unless they want to get those guys lined up for their playoffs.
But it's lined up. I mean, you could throw Friday night. A Bumgarner could throw Friday night and then start that wild card game on normal rest on the following Wednesday.
Yeah.
Doug, do you know anything about Ryan Kelly? Because I know he's our title sponsor. I know a lot of our listeners have used him to buy homes and refinance.
Well, they should, because that's kind of the business he's in. He's in a mortgage business. He's in a business I call mortgages. And not only new mortgages, but refinancing mortgages. Say you bought a home years ago and you got a lousy rate, but you're saying, oh, I'll just live with it. I don't care. I'm 4.5. I'm 5. I'll live with it. It's a hassle. It's not a hassle.
Why do you say it in a whiny voice?
Because
like that?
That's what people do. I've talked with some of these lazy mortgage folks. They say, I'm 4.5. I'm 5. I don't want to do anything
why
about
do they all
it. Except
all
complain.
Cheap,
I just want to complain about
it.
Stop
confidence?
Complaining about your mortgage. Call Ryan Kelly. Refinance. Oh, I don't know. You're looking for a reason. I don't know. Maybe you'd like to save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. That's what you can do. You can save tens of thousands over the life of your loan. If you got a rate now, you get a 15-year mortgage rate. It's in the twos. And the 20 and the 30 years is in the low threes. So you need to do this, and you need to do it now. And the guy who calls Ryan Kelly. He was just named number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest. He wouldn't be number one if people didn't like him, because people go there and they like him and they like his staff. It's a wonderful staff. Here's the phone number for you to call, and you're going to want to do this and have some of your information ready, and you can talk with the guy who's on the phone, and they'll get you heading in the right direction to save you tens of thousands. Here's the number. 314-781-97. 314-781-9700. And they have a website. You can go to the website. You can learn a lot about Ryan Kelly and his staff. And you can even apply to the website. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. I shouldn't have to spell that out. You know how to spell this. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. That's where you go. The Home Loan Expert, LLC. That's Ryan Kelly,
wow,
our Home Loan Expert.
Wow.
Wow. The title sponsor of this award-winning radio program. And I can tell you that Mattress Direct is a new sponsor of this award-winning radio program. And, man, I could have used Mattress Direct last night, Doug. I didn't get. Here's what's going on.
Restless leg?
No. Anna Marie, for whatever reason, reads to fall asleep.
Okay. Literature.
Yeah, and I think what happens is when she decides to shut down her Kindle and then roll over to go to bed, it stirs me from my slumber, and I think I'm on the pathway to REM. And then it wakes me up, and then it's a mess. Because I look at my little sleep app, and I see that that's what happened. I'm on my way down.
You're blaming her because she decided to go to sleep, too.
Well, yeah.
How dare she?
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for your support. So I think that's what's going on. I don't know, but I think that's what's going on. Oh, my God, I didn't have a good night's sleep.
Well, get twin beds.
Like a Warden June.
Yeah, that's how older folks do it sometimes.
Or bunk beds.
So once I turn 40, I have to get twin beds?
Yeah, that's what people do.
Bunk beds would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I get to be bottom.
Yeah, you'd have to be the bottom, of course. We don't want you falling out and hurting your head.
That's not the reason. When you get a really good night's sleep and wake up the next morning, you feel better. You can take on more. It's just the best that you can be. How do you get a good night's sleep? That's a great question. The guys at Mattress Direct have products that are designed to help you sleep at the ideal comfort, support, and temperature. And now they even have a smart motion base that tracks your quality of sleep all night long. Oh, that's great. I don't need my app anymore. And you get a report on your cell phone or tablet with overnight. And over several nights, it measures your time of sleep, your time in deep sleep, as well as your heart rate, respiration rate, to give you personalized information about the way you actually sleep and tips on how you can sleep better. It's the most advanced sleep tracking system on the market, and it's available on any Beautyrest mattress, any Dormio mattress, any Tempur-Pedic mattress, any Kingsdown mattress. And, of course, when you order your mattress at Mattress Direct, you get the lowest possible price because they actually build your mattress to order after you order and send it to you direct from the manufacturer. Mattress Direct is a St. Louis-based company. It's a St. Louis-based company with wow, wow, wow. Now 15 showrooms. They just opened the newest one in Alton, Illinois. They're on both sides of the river, so no matter where you live, there's a Mattress Direct near you. You get the best deal at Mattress Direct, STLMattressDirect.com. It's STL because they're from St. Louis. You can find them online or call 314-4DIRECT. That's 314-4DIRECT to get your Mattress Direct. It's Mattress Direct. To support the sponsors, you need a mattress, go to Mattress Direct. Is that simple? All right, Charlie? Now, Anna Marie's texting me throughout this. BS, what Are the 2 hours I was up when you were banging around this marn? I read for about 10 minutes, by the way.
That sounds about right.
Why are you taking her side?
Well, because I could just see how the thing plays out.
What are you banging around doing this
morning?
Yeah,
I don't know what that was about. I wasn't banging around anything, Charlie.
Pots and pans? You're probably cooking up a storm. You probably wake up and just cook up a storm.
I made a soup.
I could see you making porridge in the morning.
Yep, scrambled eggs. That's what I was doing. But it wasn't really loud. I've been doing it for a long time.
You really made the scrambled eggs.
Yeah, of course I do. That's not a tough dish to make.
No, even I can do that. I just didn't think that you would lower yourself to actually cooking.
The CBC guy's off on Mondays.
Yeah. All right.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm banging around or anything. Well, now I got a problem with my woman.
Yeah. Well, you better keep her in line.
That was a loud sneeze.
So she goes. She tries to. She's tired, she goes to bed, but she's not quite ready to go to sleep, so she reads for 10 minutes and then turns off the Kindle, turns off the light, and goes to bed, and that bothers you.
I guess it doesn't bother me. I think it's what wakes me up, and I'm on my way into REM sleep, and then you're awoken.
You would like her to read all night long so as not to wake you.
I would like my body to be able to fade whatever ruckus is going on over there, but apparently I'm not able to fade it. Anna Marie is doing nothing wrong.
What if she read a story to you?
That might be nice. Hmm. One of Jackie Collins' erotic thrillers.
I went a number of years where we have all the kids and the dog in the same bed. Everyone in the same bed.
What is just this, like Charlie Bucket?
Just lined up. Yep. And I said, why did we buy a four-bedroom house? Just one big double-wide trailer would have worked.
Do you think the grandparents on Willy Wonka were swapping?
I don't think so, Tim.
Iggy, what do you think? I mean, you've been to hedonism.
I mean, there's a chance for everything. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
If you look like you probably aren't even banging each other anymore.
Right.
There was a lady graduated in 64.
I stirred the plow of Rocky from his slumber.
I'm sorry. No, I was at the Hall of Fame reception before.
And there was Brentwood Hall of Fame.
There was a lady, the most adorable lady I've ever seen. She had white hair.
Was it Lady Dixie Walker, Summerskills Bone?
She was attractive. Probably. She was attractive.
She was a headliner.
But she was talking to me, and she was part of the committee. Tiny little thing, blonde hair, 71 years old, hot as the dickens. I was attracted to this lady. Now I'm used to like 30-year-olds, and now I'm going after 70-year-olds. But I really think I want to take this lady out. I think widowed, divorced, I don't know. 70, well, class of 64.
So you get her digits?
Well, she's in the book.
The book.
So I said, I'll call you. I'd love to like me either go out and have coffee. Or she goes, yeah, call me. I'm attracted to this 71-year-old.
How about that, Doug?
Well, that's fine.
We get video of that date.
Yeah.
I mean,
old people still have sex.
That used to sound ancient, but when you get close to that neighborhood yourself. Or
yeah,
at least, at least within shouting distance, it doesn't sound so horrendous.
So Timmy asked me about the swinging. Yes, I mean, old people, you think once you get to a certain age, these people aren't banging. There's some 80-year-olds banging, I bet.
Yeah, I remember watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory the first time, and I'm just like, yeah, I assume those grandparents are having sex with each other.
I think it's a cuck situation, in my opinion.
Okay.
I just recently watched this movie, so I kind of have a better grasp.
Did you watch
grasp.
The Johnny Depp version or Gene Wilder?
No, the Gene Wilder, the old school. I like it better.
No, same here.
And so when you do figure out that he get to the house and the grandpa is all excited, he can't get out of bed. He has bed sores or something, can't find his slippers. Oh. So for me, he's probably not very sexually active. He can't even get out of a bed. However, he can be a cuck on the edge of the bed.
Okay.
So if you're going that route, probably a cuck rather than a swing.
Think about this. What if the reason he couldn't get out of bed was he was hiding something? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like morning
sometimes
wood.
As a guy, you have to wait to stand up, Doug, because it can be kind of awkward.
Morning wood.
And when he did his little dance, it kind of seems like he'd be wearing women's lingerie if he had like a fetish. I think a lot of people assume that.
Depp version, weren't they all in the same bed, though? Like there was already something going on. When the little kid walked in with the golden ticket, weren't they all in the same bed?
I haven't seen the Depp one.
That's why I feel like the swapping was implied.
Yeah.
Yep. And I thought that when I first saw it at age 6.
I've got a golden ticket.
Get out, kid. We're banging.
I've got a golden chance.
I'm sure the
I've
old
got
guys.
The golden sunshine. La, la, la.
My percussion adds a lot, I think.
It does.
I'm sure the old guys are far more active than they were a few years ago before Viagra came around.
Big Al says Cialis is the move. What is it? Right? Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. Am I missing anything else?
I don't know.
What's the difference? Is Cialis more for like boom, 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 like an hour before?
I think like allows you to get hard like all the time, and Viagra is like gives you a little notice, and then you go for that session, and then I don't know what Levitra does. That's when you're in the bathtub?
Oh, holding hands on a cliff overlooking the mountains.
Separate bathtubs. Yeah.
That one's more passionate lovemaking. I'm pretty sure Cialis isn't the one that just give you a rock hard
okay,
all day.
Well, easy.
So whenever you do decide you want to, you're always ready. Right? Yeah.
But do you want that? Do you want to be watching TV and just be like, whoa? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if the alternative is you can't get one.
No, I get that.
I would say, yeah.
I understand that. It's interesting, Doug.
Guys, I tried Viagra. I haven't been that hard since age 16. Thanks, Steve Wilder. How about that Cloris Leachman? Thanks. That's from Zambo.
What about her?
That was a question.
All she's got to be, what, 85?
It's a question. 90?
Doug, guess what happened this weekend?
You're talking about, I don't know. Can I have a hint?
DraftKings.
Oh, you won.
We shipped. Had the 200-person TMA league, of course, we filled it, and four of my five teams cashed.
Wow.
Really?
Wait. Well, I went with
so
a strategy,
much did you
and I don't
want
to talk about my strategies because I don't want people duplicating my strategy.
Right.
And then I was in some other games. It was profitable. I had like $150, $160 in a variety of different games, and I won $200 or something yesterday, so it was profitable.
Nice.
30% ROI is how I calculated. But either way, we're going to have our DraftKings game for TMA listeners. So if you want to hit me up and be part of our league, my username is T McKernan. And then you'll be part of the league. And when I send out invites for the league, we're going to try and get the league up to 300 people this week. I'm like, hey, if we can fill the 200, let's try 300, see what we can do. So the prizes will continue to grow. It's DraftKings.com. If you haven't created an account, I highly recommend it to you. Use the promo code quarterback. In order to participate in the fun and games on DraftKings.com. There's big cash being given away every weekend at DraftKings.com. So give yourself an opportunity to play in the fun and games at DraftKings.com. The promo code is 920. 920. 920. Or quarterback, excuse me. I'm on the old copy. And DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. The promo code is quarterback. And you get yourself a free spot with your first deposit. It's promo code quarterback to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes. It's this weekend only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Frank has the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That comes up at 10 o'clock. We will have our Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank's program. Hey, Plowhawk, we had a unique situation in the Baylor-Rice game this weekend. Oftentimes, referees have to make requests to the crowd. This one was more of a 21st century request to the crowd. Baylor and Rice, here is the official Maggie O'Brien's Fun With Audio.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Very short and sweet, but listening to that, I thought it was funny because usually you never hear things like that, so very odd. And he was quite serious about it as well.
Well, sure. That gets to be a real issue in basketball. There's been some, they've got those red laser pointers that they point in people's eyes. Yeah, that would be a real issue.
You're under center, you're trying to call the play, and you got somebody putting a little red laser in your retina.
Yeah.
Viagra is absolutely necessary here in Providence. The pigs here are hideous, forgotten nightmares without teeth. Thanks. That's from Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
Providence, Rhode Island, is he talking about?
No.
Providence.
Not Our Lady of Providence.
No, OLP. Like the Sappington area.
Yeah, right there by Grant's Farm.
Right.
But that's probably not what he's talking about. It's probably not a great schooler there with that comment. I'm guessing Rhode Island.
Cialis has a long half-life, so you can be ready anytime. They call it the Weekender. Ooh, I like that. Viagra gives you enough for a good sesh. Levitra is just a Me Too Viagra? Is just a Me Too Viagra? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I don't want to be rock hard when I watch TV, so I'm always sure to not watch Channel 4 Sports. Thanks. This is my hipster of Tower Grove South.
Good move.
Do you remember the Bunchy episode in Ray Donovan where he took it?
because he thought he was going to have sex with the mom, and then the kid sat down on his lap and he got all excited. And
don't you have a problem with that script?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bad script writing is all that.
Anybody watch the Ray Donovan season finale last night?
No.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm not going to spoil it because at this point, I know some people haven't watched it yet. The Emmys going on last night. At Sunday Night Football. So.
Do you know what a size queen is?
Guy who's into big d-
Do you know what a bear is?
Big fat guy. A lot of body hair, like a bear.
Like a bear.
What was the name of the last gay bar you went to?
The Buggy Whip in Palm Springs. Last time I was there, I went home with a guy named Jose.
The Buggy Whip, Palm Springs. Palm
Springs. And that John Voight, he did not win last night,
though. He didn't?
He did not.
Was he nominated?
He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
We were saying before the show, we sat around, we hadn't heard of so many of the actors and actresses nominated, but it's just because there's so much on now. Yeah. You can't possibly watch everything. Yeah.
Netflix, we wrapped up Orange is the New Black. Plowhawk, there was never a tribbing scene. The hell?
No, I'm telling you. It was either in the library or between the Chinese and the African-American girl.
Yeah, but I don't think they were tribbing.
My definition is if any of the hand go down south counterclockwise motion.
That's my
motion.
Sophomore year.
Mm. Okay. Well, maybe my definition is I saw plenty of lesbianism in that.
Yeah, no, there is lesbianism. It is a female prison, but there was no tribbing.
Well, my apologies for giving your hopes up.
It's like somebody told me, and I don't remember who, that House of Cards, there was a threesome. And I was thinking there was going to be a threesome with... what's the F's her name? Claire, Robin Wright Penn, Robin Wright now, no pun intended. And then it turned out to be an MMF.
They weren't wrong though.
They weren't wrong.
They didn't really show it though. It was with,
the more popular
Kevin Spacey and her and then the
Secret Service,
the Secret Service man.
Doug, what president do you think is most likely to have had an MMF?
MMF, a Nixon maybe? He was kind of weird.
Who's the one back in the day? We've talked about this many times.
Yeah, with Aunt Flossie.
Aunt Flossie. Was it like Buchanan, I think?
Somebody
I think
like
it's James
that.
Buchanan.
Yeah, I guess he was kind of openly gay.
We had a live-in male roommate.
Right.
That they called Aunt Flossie.
I mean, There's no way a gay gentleman could get elected president now, I don't believe. I mean, I can't imagine anyway, much less, what the hell was that? Yes, Plowhawk, you have the answer on who's had MMFs in the White House.
No, I don't. It's funny, though, because you type in gay P, and before you even type in president, James Buchanan is the second one underneath. So you are correct, Chuck. It was Buchanan with Aunt Flossie.
Yeah, we've done this several times in the show.
Yeah.
Reddit's Wikipedia.
Struggle to try to remember it.
Guys, those Kennedys were a snootful. That's from Zambo.
Yeah. I was going to say, would you be shocked if JFK, Bobby, and they double-team Marilyn Monroe?
I don't know. With your brother, though, that really takes it to another level.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, what about William Jefferson? Wouldn't he be in play?
Yeah, sure he would be.
And you always said Jimmy Carter.
No, I wouldn't think Jimmy Carter. He was busy on the peanut farm.
How about Thomas Jefferson?
Well, you never know back then.
How come in front of my computer for Who's on the Phone, the Vikings game is on?
Look at that pass by Sammy B, dropping a dime to Stephon Diggs. Touchdown, Vikings!
Why is this? Somebody toying with me?
They've crossed some wires is all they've done.
I know.
They've crossed the wires.
The Vikings-Packers is on for some reason. Guys, Andrew Jackson was into it all. Thanks, that's from Phil McCracken.
I don't know. Back then, they had virtually no media, so you could do everything, and no, who would know about it?
Was the media biased back then?
They didn't have it. I suppose they had a newspaper, if you're lucky enough to find one.
The Daily Bugle.
Most people lived on a farm somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they had no idea what their elected officials were up to.
They had really Paul Revere ride through and tell them the British were coming.
Yeah, they did.
I really triggered something here with this. Which president was most likely to have an MMF? The texters are really responding.
Yeah, that sounds like a
Jimmy
question.
Carter too. That's weird.
Is Abe Lincoln? I thought about this.
Don't bring Lincoln into this. Don't you dare.
Is he a bear? Because he's really thin stature, but he does have a lot of excess body hair.
I've heard people discuss this before. We haven't.
That might be an otter, but that's a little bit more hair than what normally otters have. And so I was kind of maybe I can throw it out to the fan page or the text inbox the last 15 minutes.
This might be a nice addition for Swope's picks.
It would be. It would be. So is Abe Lincoln a bear, a seal, an otter? I think, and they're a koala. I'm not for sure if there's a koala or not.
It's a great question. I have to go work for the Two Fox. So on that note, I will be leaving you gentlemen this morning. Ooh, have a great rest of the show. I'll be listening.
Where are you going?
I have a big scoop. I can't tell you.
Oh.
You'll steal it.
All right.
Plowhawk, can you tell me about the Post?
Yes, sir. We all know about their famous cheesesteak. Bye, Chuck.
See you guys.
See you, Chuck.
College football Saturdays and NFL Sundays are back, however, at the Post, and they'll be having weekly Post away team contest via Facebook to determine which team will be getting the away team treatment. Each week, you can vote using hashtag PostNFLAwayTeam on whichever Post location Facebook page you choose to use. They will tally up the votes, and each Wednesday, they will announce which team will be the Post away team at each location for each week. They will get game time drink specials.
Wow.
The game on its own space with sound on either the patio or the game room, and 10% off when wearing that week's away team gear.
What?
Two locations, the Post in Maplewood or the brand new one in Creve Coeur. Visit them at thepostsportsbar.com and stay posted, my friends.
There it is, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. May I recommend them to our audience? They have delicious wingy wingy and, of course, the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Well, email of the day coming up. Giving away four tickets to the Blues and Stars on September 30th, the Morning After at InsideSTL.com. And Truman's and Soulard at 1818 Sydney Street's a great spot as well. Your college and NFL hangout. Saturdays are for the boys, they say at Truman's and Soulard. During college football season on Saturdays, enjoy the $21 special, a large one-topping pizza in a domestic bucket, all for just $21. Sail in on the covered patio and watch the games on their two huge outdoor TVs. It's Truman's and Soulard, your neighborhood bar. Charlie had to bolt early. Iggy, would you like to be the Speaker of the House and participate in the voting process here for our email today?
Sure, buddy. Whatever you need.
There it is. Iggy, attracted to the 70. What, you think you're going to call her?
I'm going to. See if she wants to call. I don't know. I didn't ask her if she drinks because there was no booze there. But
how old was
like
Leona,
happy about that.
How old was Leona Helmsley when you met up with her?
I don't know. Wikipedia and see when she was born. It would have been 87 or 88.
Mm. Queen Amin.
Her age of the year.
That's
she wasn't 87.
No,
the
that's
time.
The year I would have banged her.
Okay.
One of those 2 years. That's what Buck Swope needs to check. Who outed me on that? I didn't come on the air and say that I banged Leona Helmsley.
Who else would know?
I told somebody in private back in the producer's pit, and uh-oh, somebody went on the air.
He was a member of Ivan.
I think it was one of them, but I don't know who.
You and producer Joe are already sideways over the 2010 Fantasy Baseball League.
It's a little late now to see who outed me. I'm just curious because I didn't go on the air bragging about it. Hey, guess what? I banged Leona Helmsley. It's not something you brag about.
No.
But somebody outed me. I don't know which one did.
Was it good, though? Like, in any way?
No, it was.
Anything stand out about it?
No.
Really?
I can't remember anything except for her just laying there, and I might have got a groan. Huh. That's about it.
Very hot.
I got a bracelet on it, but that's all I care about.
Let's see. No, Big Al writing in things that can't be written or said on the radio. All right, Doug, it's time for the email of the day. Let's
all
go.
All right.
Giving away four tickets to the Blues and Stars September 30th. Doug, hockey season is here. 3 months ago, the Pittsburgh Penguins hoisted the chalice. Mm-hmm. And here we are with the boys getting ready to skate and skate and skate.
Training camp opens Saturday's been.
First open practice is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Win suites, tickets, and more. Great Blues items, training camp, weekend information, stlouisblues.com. Well, anyways, a little Monday positivity for you. Tim, I like you. Chuck, I like you. Plowsy, I like you. Iggy, I like you. Seymour, I like you. And Doug, I like you too. Toodles. Jamie's Moyers, Fancy Foyer. Wasn't that nice?
Just a lot of like to go around there. Jamie Moyers, Fancy Foyer.
Morning, men. I know I only write in sparingly, but I do it as a reward to myself whenever we are able to make payroll for a period, and believe me, that doesn't happen often. Anyway, I think I finally come up with a venture that won't border on the line of soul-crushing humiliation by the listening public, and maybe, just maybe, will turn a profit. I had to Google what a profit actually was, and the whole idea of it sounds wild, but I digress. We here at the Dan Marshall Leadership Institute would like to go in with you guys on the TMLI, the Tim McKernan Lesbian Institute. Think about it. Tim would coach lesbians on how to be even better lesbians. Tripping Tuesdays, fisting Fridays. The possibilities are endless. Who better to know what curious women really want than a short, bald 40-year-old in AM radio? This is a billion-dollar idea that just might bring the DMLI out of debt. Thank you. That comes from the Dan Marshall Leadership Institute.
Dan Marshall, Leadership Institute.
Anyways, how much money do the refs for the Lions-Titans game have on the Titans? The Lions had four plays in a row in the red zone where they had a penalty of the, on two of the plays. They scored a touchdown. Ah, yes, the NFL. Keep up the good work, Raj. And while you're at it, F off. Steve in Wild. It sounds like you might have had a little action on that game. That sounds like to me.
Steve in Wildwood.
Hey, fellas, I'd like to quickly break down two interviews you did last week. The Cal May interview was 21 minutes long, and you all asked a total of three questions.
Mm-hmm.
While the Keisha Gray interview was 24 minutes long, and you asked 53 questions. For a man that constantly gets one-word answers to his questions, I guess he didn't want to leave out any detail. I also picked up on something a little odd during the Cal May interview. He told the story about he and his wife sending Pat Priest a harmonica on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
As luck would have it, Pat's husband just happened to play the harmonica. Cal said he wasn't aware of that. It was sheer luck. This brings me to my next question. Why the hell did Calvin May randomly send an obscure 80-year-old 1950s sitcom actress a harmonica? Thanks, Matt. Mm-hmm. Bowles. Hanks.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks?
It's kind of a good question that Matt, who bowls at
Hanks. It's not a bad question.
Delved into. Hey, boys, after listening to Friday's Keisha Gray interview, I have to really congratulate Doug on his journalistic instincts. I mean, finding out her cello case was black and she uses sheet music. Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow. It's like Woodward and or Bernstein is running around in that body.
I was trying to steer it in another direction.
Speaking of which, I think I might have had too much of Doug's Woodward over the weekend and now it Bernstein's when I pee. Later, Scanners, that's from Ron Gant, Jean Pant.
I didn't like that. Ron Gant, Jean Pant. He's new.
Hi, I must tell you, Mondays are my favorite since Swope has started. Get this, Swope breaks down a segment of this show from years ago and it's great, and then you three power bottoms break down Swope's show. I can't wait until we get Swope to break down segments of you guys breaking down his show. Full circle, boys, full circle. With love and regret, the Loomster.
The Loomster, none of that's true. Power bottom, absolutely not true.
Guys, Plops here. It was great seeing Iggy inducted into the Brentwood High Hall of Fame over the weekend. I was sitting in the back of the room in a purple boa and frilly black negligee to show my support. My favorite part was at the end of a speech right after the story about Morgan Fairchild when he got real quiet for about 10 seconds and appeared to get a little choked up. He then looked up at the sky, pointed to the heavens with a tear running down his face, and in a quivering boy voice said, "This one's for Hito." Place erupted. Guys all over the crowd just started making out with one another.
Oh.
Some 50-year-old lady wearing pasties came out to walk Iggy up the stage. It was as classy an event as you'll ever see. It just screamed West County Elite. Glad I was able to be there. Hi, Iggy. It's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Guys, I actually got my hands on a copy of the bio Iggy wrote himself for the Brentwood Hall of Fame. Here's a snippet. Ken Iggy Strode is best known for three things. His extremely successful run as executive producer of 590 The Man, getting kicked out of a fantasy baseball league by some catty twink, and being a cross-dressing women's lingerie wearing grumpy old queen. Going into the Brentwood Hall of Fame is an honor, Iggy quoted himself as saying for an event he probably should have just skipped instead of promoting it on the air. Iggy went on, when being a mediocre producer gets you into a Hall of Fame with a bunch of people no one has ever heard of, you know it's special. Currently, Iggy resides as the seventh producer on The Morning After, where he spends 30 minutes interviewing fifth-rate actresses and cutting them into 60-second audio postcards.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Iggy, look for Iggy to be inducted with the high honor into the Hall of Fame of Joe's Bowling Alley, where he will write another two pages about himself. That comes from Justin in Columbia. Mm. Doug, he has never been a fan of the producers of the show.
Never.
I notice he leaves the sea monster alone, but Iggy, the non-gay, and producer Joe, they've been targets for years, is what they've been.
That's
targets
not fair.
For years.
It isn't fair. Justin in Colombia.
Fellas, great interviews on Friday. Here's my number one takeaway. How can Keisha Gray not know of the beautiful symbol of our fair city, the Gateway Arch? It's like Christy Canyon being unaware of the Space Needle, or Janine Lindemolder not being familiar with the Statue of Liberty, or Doug claiming he's never been in an Eiffel Tower. There's absolutely no way you can tell me that old, great value
Steve Savard isn't where acquainted with the sound of... No.
Okay.
You can't bring in a coworker. You just can't.
Who was it, Tim?
Deucey McFoles.
Deucey McFoles, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension logule.
TV coworkers, not radio coworkers, TV coworkers and family members off-limits. There's the only rules of the email today.
Mm-hmm. You would seem reasonable.
In a bad spot.
No, it would seem reasonable.
Doug, the world isn't just a bunch of shoulds, and you have to get over it. The Cardinals should beat the Rockies. They won't. The Giants should lose to Kershaw. They won't. Mizzou should stick to school colors. They don't. Plowsy should refrain from repeatedly talking about his nipple hair to the city of St. Louis. He doesn't. Annemarie should let Tim keep his step stool in her bathroom. She doesn't. It's a cruel world, Doug, but it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of my parents' basement.
Lord of my parents' basement.
Hey guys, heard the prize today is tickets for the Blues versus Stars, and it was like Super Soakers went off in my pants. I want these tickets. I don't want them bad. So bad I will do anything. What do I mean by anything? Glad you asked. I would let my mouth be a vacuum for everyone in the studio's shrub raisers. I would eat 3 pounds of candy and let you all hit me with a stick like an oversized naked pinata. I would drink the man sweat from Doug's brow, and by brow I mean his downstairs brow. What wouldn't I do, you ask? Stupid question, because I already said I would do anything. The sky is the limit. Use me, because I ain't your average lemon. Think about it, XOXO. Love the Soulard Twink Boy.
Hmm. Soulard Twink Boy. Twink Boy. From Soulard. Right there in Soulard, a little south of downtown.
Well, there's a lot of good ones. I feel like there are anyway, but I don't have the time. Frank's got a show, and I got to respect that.
I'm going to go for a fella by the name of Justin in Colombia.
Iggy?
I'll make it interesting because I wrote down Justin in Colombia, but I do believe Plops was probably there because he nailed everything that happened at that place. So I'm going to go with Plops.
God, I thought there were some good ones, and then I see Kevin Shippett was just tossed in right at the end. Boy, he sent it at 9:56. Unfortunately, I couldn't read it.
No,
and I'm
too
a
late.
Big Kevin Shipp guy.
Save it for tomorrow.
I thought the best one was Mad Who Bowls at Hank's. So, Doug, that means we have a 3-way tie, and then we go to
Iggy and I both went Justin in Columbia.
Oh, you did? I thought you.
No, I said I'll make it interesting. I'll go with Plops because I thought you would go Justin in Columbia, and I don't want to be on the lemming list again.
No.
Yeah, you're
no.
on there.
This will be the first time I think I agree with Doug. Justin in Columbia, great
well,
American.
Justin in Columbia has won.
Thank you, Plowsy.
The email of the day, and that gives him 4 tickets to the Blues and the Stars.
Oh, that was a nice prize.
Yeah, it's a nice prize. Well, the emailers ratchet up for the good prize.
Yeah, I guess.
All the famers come out. Frank's up next. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Looking forward to his program after an incredibly busy weekend in St. Louis sports. Great work by the Seamaster, by Iggy, by the Plowhawk here on the program, for the Seamaster, for Iggy, for the Plowhawk, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and from Charlie Marlowe in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.